Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
You know, I'm filled with hope this morning. And I'm filled with hope because I think we're finally on the verge of a very important revival. And that is the revival of James Coney Island.
Okay. Can we talk about James Coney Island?
Absolutely, yes.
They have started turning on the sign in my neck of the woods. So, like, North Houston.
Yeah.
Right? Spring, Cypress. That
I didn't even know you had a James Coney Island.
We don't anymore. Okay. We don't. It's shuttered. It's dead.
Okay.
A Mexican restaurant is in there now.
Yeah.
But they're using the sign.
The James Coney Island sign? And they light it up?
They light it up. Every morning
seemingly
I see it now.
Saying...
I see it. It's a beacon.
Come here for James Coney Island.
Every morning I'm like, what?
Okay.
Tired brain.
Yeah.
Just cannot understand.
You just see James Coney Island and obviously...
And one day after work, I didn't have anything going on, so I drove over there. That's when I discovered there's a whole other restaurant inside of it.
That's bizarre. Maybe they...
It's so weird.
But if it's...
It's so weird.
If it's intentional and they know... That by doing that,
oh, it's
going to cause
there.
People. Well, maybe it'll trick someone. Maybe if it is drawing parking lots to the car, what does that tell you other than America is ready for a return of James Coney Island? Because for a while, it was everywhere. I mean, especially right here. They were not hard
not
to find.
Everywhere.
It wasn't hard to find. We had them like in College Station when I was growing up. It wasn't. They weren't. There wasn't
you
like
had James
one,
Coney Island?
Yeah, hell yeah. We had two.
When did
of
that
them.
Close down?
Oh.
Long before I got there.
Long, but yeah.
Because so I always wanted to make the drive.
Before the 2000s. And since then, it's kind of been bleeding down. It's broken Katie's heart every single day. It's literally, you don't see joy on her face like the joy when you pull into a JCI. It doesn't happen. So like, the only way we can do this, we got to go to Webster, y'all. We got to go all the way. So,
that was such a pleasant experience.
So you guys, anytime we're in, like, anytime we're, like, heading towards the coast, yeah, we're going to stop off in Webster because there's a James Coney Island there. Until today. When
are you about to tell me that the Webster location is closed?
No, I'm about to tell you about the Coney Cruiser. The
Go
Coney
on.
Cruiser is a James Coney Island food truck that exists that will come to you for any purpose. Like any, I mean, it's an event.
I mean, yeah, not like lunch.
You know what, Katie? I don't know if it's not driving around. Google it. Google the
I
Coney
am.
Cruiser.
I am.
The baddest and biggest food truck in Texas, they say. Full service restaurant on wheels, ready to roll up at your next event. They are ready to serve Coney dogs, chili, burgers, and more.
Fajitas.
Just like, this is where it gets very weird.
Full service catering.
Yes. They will cater. They will even cater a Thanksgiving dinner out of the Coney Cruiser.
Stop.
That's right. So, I don't know if that's
from 20 to 8,000 people.
8,000 humans can be served from one Coney Cruiser. That's guys. Again, and I know, like, the odds of you actually running into this thing in the wild are probably very, very low. My thing is though, is if it is successful. Here in Houston, or wherever they are deploying this thing, there is a chance that this could solve one of our great failures as a society, and that is letting James Coney Island slowly, slowly fade into oblivion. And so that makes me happy.
This is amazing.
The catering, but the stuff they will do. So what my assumption is, if you get fajitas or whatever, or if you get a turkey dinner, you could also just say, and also the dogs. You know what I mean? Like, that would be because, like, oh, yeah, we'll do this. But if you do, you know, because what else would be the, why would you ever go? You realize how disappointing it would be if you walked up to that truck and they just served you turkey and dressing? Like, that's heartbreaking.
Well, I mean, is it Thanksgiving?
Even then, Katie. Even then. Good morning. It's Monday. We're Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, the Bull, big stuff that you need to know. Thank God the Texans finally had a win.
That's right.
Against the Titans. And again, couldn't come against a better team. Yeah, nice shutout victory. And there will be silence. Silence on the speakers. Well, not silence. They'll be talking about it, but it won't be. Like, we needed a break from the rage bait. And just in time to fill that void, the Astros missed the play.
No!
Carlos Correa had to apologize. He had to, which I think is completely unnecessary. But yeah, he was like, oh, he didn't miss the mark. It's like, dude, it's not on you. Like, you didn't even, you
it's
showed
a team
up,
sport.
You showed up halfway through number one. And if you stayed up last night to watch the Cowboys lose, you're disappointed because, well, and the Cowboys were disappointed too. It ended in a tie. Can we get over the tie? Like, I mean, we need to, like, why are we still ending games in ties in professional football? Just keep going until there's a win. Anyway.
Why is it news Cowboy fans are disappointed? That's the real question.
What's coming up in trending?
Oh, we'll keep it with football because we have a Super Bowl halftime announcement. We'll tell you all about it next. What's trending? We're Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
So, who's playing the Super Bowl halftime show?
I'll tell you
who isn't. Taylor Swift. She had one big demand, and the NFL said no.
They had the deal.
They refused her.
They had the deal, and it fell apart.
Yeah, she was like, look, I want to retain ownership of my performance, and also I'd like to promote myself. I'd like to secure some slots to promote my projects.
Because
they don't pay you. So that was like the trade.
Yes.
They said no, and now there's no Taylor Swift.
Wow.
They argued it's the biggest platform in the world. Her people argued she's the biggest thing in the world. And so I guess they just both decided that neither party needed the other. And they went their separate ways.
That's I don't know what to say about. I don't even know what to say about this. Like,
they did snag another huge name.
They did get someone.
So who's playing? I will tell you in just a minute. But first, let's talk Ella Langley. She was in College Station, Texas,
well,
over the weekend.
Slow down, Katie. She was in Hearn, but yes, College Station. I have to say, it's not College Station. It's like 30 miles north.
I need it to be College Station for the stories that are coming. Thank you very much.
In College Station, Texas, Ella Langley performed this weekend,
and she dropped a few more hints about new music she's got on the way. Including performing one.
Mm-hmm.
She's from Texas, I can tell by the way. He's just stepping around the room. Judging by the smile that's written on his face. There's nothing I can do. It doesn't take a crystal ball to see. A cowboy always finds a way to leave. Drinking Jack all by myself. Choosing Texas, I can tell.
I'm disappointed by that crowd response, but I love the song.
Yeah, Choosing Texas. Still no word on when the album would be released, other than it will not be in 2025.
Oh.
Now, another College Station news. According to the experts at Delish, the SEC dominated the tailgate culture. They were looking at the best colleges for tailgate fare.
Nothing new there.
Ole Miss took the top spot. Followed by Louisiana State University.
Based on food? Okay. Oh, yeah. I agree with
so
the
you got
LSU.
Ole Miss, LSU. Yeah. Then Texas A&M.
What?
Solid third place.
That's outstanding.
That's what I thought.
I will say this. Having been to a bunch of these, you know, I've been to a bunch of tailgates.
The SEC made it real hoity-toity.
The SEC coming to College Station was what did it.
Because before, we would get excited about the James Coney Island Cruiser.
Yes.
If that's equivalent.
It was burger. It
and
was.
And then we joined
it
the
was
SEC.
Burgers and dogs.
And then you had like antler chandeliers.
World class chefs showing up to
and
do
ice
cameos.
Sculptures.
And yeah, it turned into a whole thing and they just ran with it. And again, if you have not ever experienced this,
I've
been to a game in Austin, in Texas. I've been to some Texans games.
Not the same.
It is. No, I'm not saying one is better than the other. Yes, I am saying it is not the same. And the tailgating, I would not have said number three in America, but you know what? I'm going to accept that as a win.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, you should all do it if you get the opportunity.
We need all the wins we can get because we just also got a loss because you might remember George Strait went on down and performed at Kyle
That's
Field
right.
and snagged the record
World
for
record.
The largest ticketed concert audience in U.S. history, and he held that for all of 5 seconds. Because Zach Bryan has now stolen it.
I suspect
after he performed at Michigan Stadium.
I suspected this was going to happen because of where he was performing. It's mm-hmm. a big, you know, and I also, that's why he did it. He probably did it so he could have the record.
And it was the first ever concert there too.
Yeah.
Although it was pretty close. So George Strait, that audience was 110,905.
Okay.
His, 112,408.
See, that's...
So I know 3,000, I mean, 3,000 some odd people is 3,000 some odd people. You got to put them somewhere.
I kind of feel like it's made, you know, like, I, that's like, you know, again, they were going to do whatever it took to get that record. And that's a shame. Which means you have to do it again at Kyle.
Right.
You know.
Well, he also broke another record when he was trying to set that record. He now has the merchandise sales for a single concert record.
Oh, Lord.
Taking in over $5 million. So whatever he got paid on top of the performance, also $5 million for merch.
Jeez.
And speaking of insane, your Super Bowl halftime performer is...
Benito!
Puerto Rican superstar Bad Bunny.
It's not Taylor Swift. Which, this is the pro... Like, it doesn't matter. Bad Bunny...
Well, he's huge right now.
He is. Massive. And he could put on the biggest scorcher of... He could. Mm-hmm. Massive global artist. Everyone is going to compare it to the fact that they almost had Taylor Swift. And that's just...
Oh, but there are people that don't care. You know why?
Why?
Because he just wrapped this big residency in Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah, that's
where
right.
Where he has helped generate hundreds of millions of dollars in tourist revenue.
That is a big deal. That is one of Puerto
people
Rico's great
exports.
People
are now even bigger
days.
Fans of Bad Bunny.
So this is... Yeah, this is, I mean, look, it's going to be, and so people are going to complain about it because people always complain about the Super Bowl halftime show. He could kill it. It could be great. I'm sure everyone feels really good about it at the NFL. It wasn't a name that I had on my radar, and I don't know why. That might be on me, honestly. That could just be on me.
Super Bowl is scheduled to take place at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California, Sunday, February 8th. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Don't tell the boss. I've got one of today's Money Minute answers right here.
Katie, are you sure? Are you sure you want to give one of these answers away? I mean,
I
like, are you okay? Sounds risky to give someone a better chance at winning the
to
Money
win
Minute.
Cash.
Okay.
Every day before 8:30. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you get them right, you win $100.
Yeah.
And to make it easier.
Oh, no, don't do it.
One of the answers today.
Don't do it.
256 pennies.
Dang it, Katie. Now they're going to have a better chance at winning the Money Minute.
Don't say I never helped to win cash.
It's a special day on the show. By the way, I signed up. TheBullHouston.com/contest. Could be calling you next. Guys, we know you're hungering for a very specific prize this fall. We know because we gave it away one time, and it almost melted down the phone tree here at the radio station. And that prize is tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival. Yay.
Huzzah.
That's the word I was looking for, correct. Huzzah! And if you would like to win your way in, stick around. Your first chance is coming up next.
100.3 The Bull, where Frito and Katie. Even better about these Renaissance Festival tickets we have, we're talking about the themed weekends. That's Barbarian Invasion, Pirate Adventure.
Yeah.
They have a Heroes and Villains now.
I'm a little iffy on that one.
It's personally. For the cosplayers.
Yeah, that's fine. It's whatever. You know what?
Rinfest knows what it's about.
It's whatever you're into.
Exactly.
It's whatever
There's
you're into.
Something for everyone. And these tickets are good for any weekend.
Correct.
Any weekend.
You don't have to pick one.
Nope.
Just
well, you do have to pick one.
Which one are you going to
go to? But we're not going
to
tell you which one.
Yeah, you're leaving that up to you. If you want to go, 713-881-5500 is our phone number today. New game. Hardcore. Bardcore. What does that mean? Well, as it turns out, there is a genre of music called bardcore, which means... You take popular songs and you play them like it was the Renaissance.
Or on Renaissance-style instruments.
Yes, Renaissance. Mm-hmm. I'll give you an example. Can you identify this bardcore smash?
Hit song? Popular
Hit song.
Music?
Popular music.
Mm.
Yeah.
I know that Cotton Eye Joe really fits in that, but...
What?
I'll allow it.
You know, I was really going for recognizable, but... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that this is a song of the moment for sure. But yes, Katie, that is the.
Please tell me this is not the music you're going to play every time we play this game.
It doesn't.
Just get some
half to be
medieval. Just some medieval music.
Some like. Like what, old green sleeves?
There's not something. That.
Okay.
Not right. That.
Back to the well. We have a popular song, a very popular song of today that is in bardcore style, meaning it is going to be played on all of the Renaissance instruments. It's going to sound like it came out of the 1400s. Can you identify the song? That is the game.
Now we need title and artist. But again, if you know the song, you'll know the artist.
That should get, yeah.
So, call us, 713-881-5500. We'll play Hardcore Bardcore coming up next. 100.3 The Bull. Frito and Katie here with Hardcore Bardcore.
That's right. Can you identify this Middle Ages classic on the show today? Frito and Katie, good morning. Who is this?
Hey, my name is Brandon Bellagio.
Brandon, good morning. Are you ready for the Renaissance Festival this year?
Yes.
Hell yeah. You have a particular weekend you like to attend?
I think my girlfriend wanted to go to the fairy weekend, I believe it's called.
The 1001 nightmares or dreams or
fantasies.
I know which one you're fairy week. I know which one you mean. All right, so let's play Hardcore Bardcore. We're gonna play you a very popular song. It's just performed as if it was in like the Renaissance era. It would sound very at home out at the Texas Renaissance Festival. All you need to do is give us the title and the artist of that song. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Here we go. All right, Brandon. It's all you, my man.
All right. Is that a bar song?
Do you know the artist?
Artist, a bar song.
Oh, this is going to haunt you.
You have it. You
this
have it.
This is going to haunt you.
I have it. Shaboozy.
That's it.
Huzzah.
That's it.
Huzzah.
Everyone in Thine Tavern getting tipsy.
Yes. Oh,
my God.
So, yeah, man. That is going to is gonna get it done. Congratulations. We have tickets for you to the Renaissance Festival.
Not just tickets, a 4-pack of tickets to any weekend. I believe, Brandon, we also have a parking pass.
What?
Just keeps getting better.
Oh, my God.
Better.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome, Brandon. Thank you for playing Hardcore Bardcore with us today. Hang on the line.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Clint, this is really tough. We appreciate you being here today. You told us you've known Bailey for years. We were trying to figure this out between the two of us. You don't mean you've been dating for years, right?
No. We've known each other for forever. And, you know, we started working out together, actually. Hmm. And then we ended up quitting our gym and kind of fell out of touch for a bit. And then we reconnected. We both ended up working for a guy launching his own CrossFit place. But anyway, no, we hadn't really done much of anything until recently. Okay. I mean, we hadn't even kissed until last month. So that side of things that's new.
Uh-huh. And until you needed to email us, it was pretty good. Like making the transition from friends was,
It was a little weird. Yeah. But yeah. You know, nice. I mean, really nice. At least to me anyways. I assume it's been the case for her, but I guess I really don't know.
Okay, just to be sure here, because you use the term ghosted in the email. This isn't just one of those cases where you feel like something is up. This is more the I know something is up because, like, holy crap, Bailey's up and disappeared, right? Or
yeah, I mean, she hasn't talked to me, and I know this makes me sound oblivious, but I don't know what happened. I mean, it's possible she just decided she's not into me, but after all this time, like, yeah. I mean, plus, right. You know, yeah. we've got kids and, you know, they know each other.
Oh, y'all have kids?
I mean, not like together, but, okay, but I mean, yes, so, we
all right, fair.
We both have kids.
Right. Okay.
mine are older than hers, but yeah, I know that makes things, you know, have a lot more complicated in general, the whole like single parents club and everything. And we hadn't really addressed it with them or anything.
Okay.
Wait, you think the kids would have a problem with you guys dating? Do they not get along?
No. They get along. It's just, you know, you have to wonder about that kind of thing. Not even like the kids coming together, but the parents coming together. You know, some kids
right.
don't like that sort of
yeah,
thing.
Right.
And I don't know how you get over that or make that leap or whatever. It's not really come up, but I mean, maybe that's a problem.
Okay, so legit, you have no idea. Like, this is what? Like a fact-finding mission more than anything? Or
I mean, she's got to be mad at me for something, right? Like, something's obviously wrong, so I don't know. Let's talk this over. Like, come on, we're adults, right? You know, let's go big or go home. I guess.
No, let's go home. That is still an option. Let's do that.
Let's not. Let's call Bailey, and we'll see what we can do. That's coming up next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Okay, so Clint, literally no idea what's going on.
No clue.
None. He's zip. Guessing. Zero.
Yeah.
Thought it might have something to do with the kids, just not really liking the fact that their parents have come together.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, I'm assuming the kids know both parties because they've known each other for a long time. That only makes sense. Maybe there's some sort of grievance there that Bailey will reveal here shortly.
We got beef.
We're on a fact-finding mission, so let's find some facts. Hey, is this Bailey?
Yeah.
Hey, we're Frito and Katie from The Bull.
Oh, man. Really?
Yeah.
What?
Is there a problem? Or?
Of course there's a problem. You're calling me. Oh, God. Is this about Clint?
Yes, this is about Clint. Big question is, what's going on? It sounded like you guys had a lot of history, and he sure as hell has no idea.
Look, I don't know what all he told you, but there's no amount of history that's going to make that okay.
I'm sorry. Can I jump in here for like a sec?
Yeah, man. The jig is up.
Right.
What did I do? Like, seriously, Bailey, like, talk to me. Like, what happened? What is the big impasse here?
Oh, come on. How about the talk you had with Carson?
What? What did I say? Like, what was the problem?
You decided. You decided to tell my 12-year-old son about the birds and the bees? Or do you somehow not remember that life-changing conversation?
Can we rewind that first? You did what?
Why?
Okay, look. Now, wait a second. He was over at my house, right, visiting my youngest son, and I happened to overhear a bit of their conversation, and it wasn't correct, okay?
Okay.
And I didn't do anything about that, all right, until Carson came up to me in the living room and just flat out asked me, all right? He said his friends told him all this stuff, and he thought they were lying, and he wanted to, you know, just know the basics.
Yeah, just
okay.
The basics.
All right.
No, this is not how you handle that type of situation. You thought it was cool to just tell him. Like, that was your way of solving this problem. You should have just sent him to me.
I tried, all right? I asked him if he'd tried talking to you about this, and he said no. He said he hadn't because it's too awkward. And I'm sorry he needs to know this stuff, all right? I gave him the basic rundown. I answered some questions about terms the kids were using. And that was it. In my defense, I've known the kid for years.
Yeah, we got that. Yeah.
I don't know that.
I'm going to be the one to decide when my kid gets to find out about that stuff, okay? Me.
Okay, well, then why haven't you? Like, he's a teenager, for God's sakes. What are you going to wait till he's about to go off to college to tell him? Or like,
all right.
Can I just ask, how did these talks even go? Like, Clint, have you initiated them with your own kids? Like, you said they were older.
Yeah, how did they, happen for you?
Yeah, I've absolutely had a talk with my kids. I mean, are you kidding? If I don't got, I mean, that's how your sons end up with, like, you know, a much bigger problem than asking mommy about sex, all right?
All right, yeah.
I don't know what all you heard, but most of the time, it just sort of takes care of itself. I wanted to be there to fill in the blank. And of course, he can come to his mama. He knows that. What you did was entirely inappropriate. I'm sorry, Clint. Like, you're not his father.
Okay. Hello?
Well, she's gone.
Obviously. Sorry, Clint, but thanks for being here today.
First off, I don't think you can give someone else's kid the talk.
No.
The birds and the bees, not the birds and the me's.
No. No.
But that said, I want to hone in on something Bailey mentioned, and that was she thought it would take care of itself, right? So Clint gave the talk to all of his kids, but Bailey was like, nah, the world will show him. Or
right, right. And just, eventually, you know, happen.
I feel like my mom was in that camp because I was never given the talk. Like,
never?
To this day, I still don't know.
Not it got awkward and we just abandoned ship, not it went badly.
No, it never.
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 Never?
Never.
Never.
No.
Is that unusual? I don't,
am
I mean.
Am I the only one?
I mean.
How did your experience go?
Mine went badly is how my experience went. Did but the attempt was absolutely made. It was made, okay? Like, there was a moment where, let's hear from you guys. Maybe there are more people out there that just want to figure it out. I don't know. We'll talk to y'all coming up around 7. Frito and Katie, the Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Talk to us about the birds and the bees.
Yeah.
I mean,
Well, maybe.
It would be the first time for me.
This is bonkers. Howdy. All right. What do you have for us today?
Hi. I just listened to your segment, and I think that the guy was not in the wrong.
You think he should have? He should have given the talk.
I do. I think he was not in the wrong because the kid didn't feel comfortable asking his mother, and so he asked someone who he did feel comfortable with.
A trusted adult.
And if he doesn't get the information from the trusted adult, then he's going to hear a whole bunch of other things at school.
That's true. I teach
middle school, and I know what they talk about. And if he's misinformed, somebody needs to straighten it out.
Well, isn't that he said he had heard them talking?
It was incorrect.
Incorrect is what he said.
Wow, that just said.
He had some questions.
It feels like a giant leap, though, you know?
It feels like an overstep.
Yeah.
But you're right. Somebody's got to do it. And it didn't sound like Bailey wanted to.
No. No, I did not.
She's mad about it now.
If he doesn't hear it from a trusted adult, he's going to look it up on the internet, and who knows what he's going to find there. So I really think parents need to have that talk with their kids when they're at least in seventh grade. I don't know what she's waiting on, but yes,
they
are informed.
Okay, seventh grade. That could be very useful to people. Howdy. Go ahead. What do you have for us today?
Newsflash. He already knows.
Oh, the kid?
He didn't know everything.
He could put some, you know, I mean. But
based on what Clint heard eavesdropping.
Yeah.
But they start talking, kids start talking about it these days in elementary school.
Okay. Okay. So with that said.
I had to have this talk with my son a year ago, and mine's 12, and I had to have that talk with him at 11. So.
Okay. All right.
So he's not too far behind, though.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask. How, because I guess Bailey's idea is because there's all that information out there anyway, maybe it's not as important. Maybe it'll just kind of.
She said take care of
itself. No, it is absolutely important, especially in this day and age, because boys are in trouble because of the drama that could happen with not being with the right person.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so when you had that talk,
big thing is.
Did he initiate it or did you?
Yeah.
I had to because of the things that you had seen.
You forced the issue. But,
yeah.
Yes. And, but I figured out that if I put him in the car and I let him drive down a back road, he is more open to talking about it.
Wow.
Like on a drive? Like that's wow. That is, Hey, helpful tips. Helpful tips, you guys. Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Talk to Boreal next. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number today.
Clint took it upon himself to have the talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know the one we mean.
Mm-hmm.
With Bailey's son. Now, they go way back. The son and the couple.
Yeah, they're not
They have
not
known
strangers.
Each other for years and years and years. Their
right.
kids know each other. And Clint had heard some misinformation being talked about between his kid and her kid. And when the son came to him for answers.
He tried to clear it up as best
exactly.
he could.
He said, I told him the basics.
Yeah.
Now, Bailey's upset because she felt like that was her responsibility.
Yeah.
She got to do that on her terms. Though, to hear her tell it, she really was just hoping
she
he'd find
no
out some
yeah,
other way.
Yeah, wanted no part of that. Howdy, what do you think?
Okay, so although I don't believe that it was probably appropriate for him to have that talk, in the same breath, he said he didn't feel comfortable talking to his mom.
This is true.
Mm-hmm.
And this is true. If the kid...
And at 12, you know how much, like, backseat bus talk that kids do at 12? Are you kidding me?
I'm gathering from y'all's conversations thus far
a
great deal.
Yeah.
So it is probably something to be somewhat concerned about.
Misinformation also. I mean, they just don't know. And so, no, I totally don't agree with waiting until 12 to start having the birds and the me's or bees talk.
Okay. All right.
All right. I was always open with all four of my kids from very young age. And,
whether they wanted it or not. You know,
yes. It is because it's necessary.
It is.
Otherwise, they get wrong information and then, you know, they don't know what to do with that. And then it does become awkward later. So.
Yeah. No doubt.
No.
Hey, thank you so much.
Have a good one.
You too. Frito and Katie, good morning. What do you think?
I think she is nuts. He did her a solid. I have a 14-year-old daughter, and he is right. Kids talk. And I much rather my child get the right information, regardless if it is from me or from someone that they're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. And they trust.
And then her saying it's going to take care of itself. What does that mean?
I guess, nothing
I want to think too hard about.
It's very optimistic. That's all I'll say. I so feel
he's
like it's,
start
yeah.
being curious.
Yeah.
He's going to be curious and want to see about it himself. And then you have a baby.
Yeah.
That is how that happens.
I mean, if he's uncomfortable talking to his mom about the birds and the bees, I mean, at least he felt comfortable enough to go to him to talk about it.
And also, he'd probably be more likely to ask questions.
Yeah.
You know, if he was uncomfortable and he was doing it with his mom, it would just be, let's just hurry up and get through this.
Right.
He might not even fully understand what he's being told, but if he's with this guy... And he does feel like they've got this rapport, and he can say, okay, well, what about X? Well, what about Y? Right? And so now he might really just get that full picture. It does seem like something you should be mad about.
I think
you're right. I think he did her solid.
Hey,
I mean, I think she's more hurt than anything.
Right.
That he didn't go to her.
Yes. Yeah. That makes all the sense in the world.
He may not be his dad, but I mean, where is dad?
Yeah.
And
he could be dad down the line.
I'm having this conversation with him.
Yeah. Hey.
Good question.
Thank you so much for the call today. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Frito and Katie, a few big things to talk about today. Do you want to start with good news or bad news?
Good news.
Good news. Hurricane Umberto, is going to eat the other storm, apparently. Is it Imelda? So the Carolinas get a break this year. Bad news. We might get a government shutdown on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Or not. No one knows. We'll see. And National Coffee Day today, which means there's a ton of national deals, but check your local places too. What's coming up in trending?
Well, there was just a study that said consuming coffee is believed to slow liver disease.
This is a good day for that study.
Yeah, so, haha. Also, what would you do for love? And would it involve I-45 in rush hour?
No. I'll tell you, no. The answer is...
Well, for one moment, the answer was yes. I'll give you the details coming up next. What's trending?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Yeah, forget dating apps. A woman in California has taken to buying billboards to find her soulmate.
Oh, I like it.
That's one strategy.
That's probably a lot of bad reasons to do that, but it doesn't get seen.
She has her own website, MaryLisa.com.
MaryLisa.
I'm going to tell you more about Lisa here in just a second, but first let's talk Zach Top was with Ella Langley.
Yes, he was.
Out in College Station, Hearn, this weekend.
Call it whatever you want.
And while Zach Top obviously receives raves for his authentic 90s country sound, one thing fans believe is not so authentic is his accent. He's getting the Lainey Wilson treatment. So fans, when they discovered he was born and raised in the Pacific Northwest, they started to pick apart the way he talked.
Okay.
And that southern twang came under fire.
Okay.
Now, the internet has also dug up video clips from early in Zach's career where the twang ain't so pronounced. And also an interview was referenced where he said he learned the accent. Now, it's funny about that interview. He learned the accent. He says, yeah, as a baby, I learned the accent. So I think he was joking with the interviewer and nobody really caught on.
And
they go on to say, oh, yes. Yes, experts would say that accents, they're more formed by influences and things that you like and things that you're imitating, not necessarily your parents. So if he was studying and mimicking these 90s singers, it's possible that he would start talking with this twang. And thinking, no, I think he was just telling you that's how he learned to talk as a baby.
Yeah.
Because that's how he talks.
It sounds like a joke.
Far as those other videos go, I'll tell you how that happened. He had an accent and people told him to lose it because he sounded slow.
Yes. That is exactly.
It happens to a lot of people in the entertainment business.
It happens. You're like, well, Pacific Northwest, it sure is hell.
Yeah, if you had any kind of accent, they'd be like, absolutely not.
Like, hey, you got to fix that. It happens here in Texas.
Yes.
People try to tell you, you know, get rid of that. Because
And it doesn't matter how slight
right.
of an accent you have.
No. So let's say that happens, and then all of a sudden he really wants to be in the country music ecosphere, and then he becomes a very popular country artist, he can let it go.
Yeah,
he doesn't
exactly.
have to do it anymore.
He doesn't have to think so hard when he speaks.
Yeah, it's...
And then now he's in Nashville, so it's, of course, going to just get accentuated, which he even says, yeah, I mean, maybe exaggerated now because of who I'm around all the time, but yeah. So just leave the poor man alone. He's not actually related to Alan Jackson, though I loved it.
Yeah, I've never once thought that was a fake accent, but... Whatever, y'all. You know, people do actually just naturally talk like that all over the country.
Yes. Right. Spirit Christmas. Do you remember that from last year?
I do.
They were doing 10 locations. They were test locales.
It was a genius idea.
Well, it worked because now they're rolling out 30 festive pop-ups. Now they're still just doing the Northeast and the Midwest. But it's that over-the-top decor, holiday apparel, quirky gifts, interactive displays. They hope to make this nationwide in the next few years. They just need to make sure there's still money to be had. The first year's a novelty, right?
Absolutely
money. First year's a novelty.
Yeah. It's like, hey, we're just doing
this. There's only 10.
Right. Come check it out if you're close.
Is this sustainable?
Of course, it makes a ton of money. And they're like, okay, let's add 10 more. Mm-hmm. And then 10 more.
Yes.
And then 10 more.
And slowly, right? But surely, they start to take over. I think they even started in the malls.
Yeah.
Right? So if they were Spirits in the malls, that those were the locations that they were favoring.
Hey, you just roll it right over. Mm-hmm. You do a floor set flip, and then boom, Christmas, just like anything else. That's going to be the biggest Christmas retailer in almost immediately.
It is funny because I remember them opening in the middle of October.
Mm-hmm.
It was like October 18th, I want to say, last year was when they started
they
cannibalizing their own stores, shutting down Halloween for Christmas, which I never thought I'd see, but there you go. Mm. I think this has happened before. It seems vaguely familiar. Now, not with this woman, but Lisa Catalano is 42 years old, and she is sick of being single. So she created MaryLisa.com, where bachelors can apply to be the lucky man, and she put up billboards advertising said site.
Okay. I mean,
all along California's Highway 101.
You gotta do something to beat the algorithm. A ton of money. So much
obviously
money.
She's got cash.
Yeah, she has some type, or she works for the land, or she
works for the billboard company.
One of the two. There's no other way around that. Like, she's either got a ton of money to sink on this deal, or she just has the ability.
On the one hand, I like that she took matters into her own hands.
Yes.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah.
But again, can you imagine the kind of crazy people that you're going to get?
That's the thing. Anyone who does this, I don't really care about the story. It's a cool idea. I need to know 6 months after you did it, how you felt about it.
Right.
Right. Like I just need to have an update on that to see if it's, because it could be a great idea. You could absolutely meet the love of your life that way. I don't know that it would turn out like that, but it's in the realm of possibility.
She also got taxis.
She
adds space on taxis to expand her search in the area.
Good God.
She says it's not a joke. It's not a gimmick. This is a serious self-funded endeavor.
Really?
And she wants a man who's between 35 and 45, who aligns with her on religious and political beliefs, as well as leading a health-oriented lifestyle. And it wouldn't hurt if he looked like David Duchovny.
Well, that's nice. You sure this isn't like some joke, like kind of like what billboard companies are known to do? Like, does advertising work?
There are too many pictures with her.
That, okay, all right. Wow.
He must be on board with a monogamous relationship, have no criminal record, and a nonviolent personality. Maybe this is less about the guy and maybe more about their friends or their mom or, right, like somebody else goes to the website and then just pitches, hey, I've got this great girl for you. And they never say where they found her.
They just say, I know a girl. And then
off to the races?
The URL.
Because I don't know that the man is the one that does all the work here, but maybe it's someone in his life.
Wow. That's, again.
I wish her all the best.
Bold move.
Hope she finds a man.
Bold move.
Before she finds poverty. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Meg is trying to take a crack at greatness this morning. How are we feeling? Woo. Are we good?
Good, good. How are you?
And we'll see if we're still good after 10 questions. Hopefully we're a lot better after these 10 questions. Now, you do have to get them all right. Them's the rules. You can't pass on any of the questions. Just say pass. We'll go to the next one. You just can't, or you will get a second crack at your passes. If we have time at the end, you just can't change answers once you give them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Katie, are we ready?
Yeah,
I'm ready. The National Audubon Society focuses primarily on what animals?
Dogs.
The famous SNL cowbell sketch involved what Blue Oyster Cult song?
Oh.
Oh my gosh. Pass.
Someone that claims the right to refuse military service based on religion, morals, or freedom of thought is called a what?
Pass.
Dry ice is a form of what gas?
Nitrous oxide.
What city is the setting for the 2008 film Taken?
Amsterdam.
What U.S. woman was appointed as the first female Speaker of the House?
Pass.
Mermaid, bubble, pencil, and mini are all types of what piece of clothing?
Mermaid, bubble, pencil, and a skirt?
$2.56 is how many pennies?
$2.56. Oh, no.
Okay, no. That is my reaction, too. If I all of a sudden found that many pennies coming at me, that's exactly what I would say.
Especially now, because they're worthless.
Yeah. they're literally garbage.
They're garbage.
How does she do?
Let's go over these. The National Audubon Society focuses on birds.
Yes.
Birds. The famous SNL cowbell sketch involves what Blue Oyster Cult song?
Don't Fear the Reaper, baby.
Don't Fear the Reaper.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that claims the right to refuse military service based on religion, morals, or freedom of thought.
Conscientious objector.
Correct. Dry ice is a form of what?
Liquid nitrogen? Is that I don't know. I have no idea. It's probably not, because liquid nitrogen is liquid. Dry ice.
It's solid carbon dioxide.
There you have
it. Made by compressing and cooling carbon dioxide gas until it becomes solid, and then it reverts directly back to a gas.
No liquid state.
Without melting into a liquid, yes, sublimation. Very cool. Very spooky, just in time for Halloween. What U.S. woman was appointed as the first female Speaker of the House?
Is it Pelosi?
It's Nancy Pelosi.
Okay, it's Nancy Pelosi.
What city is the setting for Taken?
I have no clue. I was going to say
Paris.
It was Paris, because she was in Paris.
It was in Paris.
Yeah.
And then $2.56 is how many pennies?
$2.56. Meg.
I did not do good.
No, you did great. And the attempt is, I would say that's a solid attempt.
Showing up is half the battle.
It is. All
answering
you gotta,
your phone is half the battle.
Bingo. Just set it. Well, let's do it again. Sign up one more time.
We very much appreciate that.
TheBullHouston.com/contact.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. So Randy Houser, Sam Houston Race Park. Stampede Concert Series. Maybe you went to Billy Currington this past weekend and you're jonesing for another round.
Why wouldn't you?
Randy Houser, October 11th.
Mm-hmm. So do you want tickets? 713-881-5500 is our phone number. I know last week we were doing, or a few weeks ago, we were doing Hell Bottom Country for Lainey Wilson. A lot of people were like, oh my God, that was so hard. Why couldn't it be like the video game one? The video game one, I can get those. Well, can you? Because we're going to test it right now. Game that tune. Popular country song that sounds like it came out of a 1980s video game. Is this an easier game? Don't know. Some of you guys think so. All you will need to do is identify the song that we have made sound like it came out of like an original Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need to give us title. And you are going to need to give us artists.
Now, if you can name those two things, you will win the game and these Randy Houser tickets. So call us, 713-881-5500. We're playing Game That Tune coming up next. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Game That Tune for Randy Houser.
That's right.
October 11th, Stampede Concert Series at the Sam Houston Race Park. Thank we know you want
to
go.
Yeah, absolutely. What an addition back to the calendar. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Will.
Will! How you doing today, man?
All right.
About to be better because hopefully about to win some Randy Houser tickets.
I'm going to play you a song, Will. It's going to sound like it came out of a video game. It is not a video game theme song. It is a video game version of a really popular country song. Just give us the title. Give us the artist. We send you to Randy Houser. Make sense?
Makes sense. Let's go.
All right, let's go.
The title's Burning It Down.
Who sings it?
Jason Aldean.
Oh, wow, okay. Okay. Dang, Will. I'd be nervous here for a second, man.
Thought he had your stuff.
I did. That's great. Thank you for making it easy for us today, my man. You win.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Hang on the line. We'll get you hooked up.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
All right. First, we had radioactive shrimp. Now, we got radioactive corn. I'm just kidding. We don't. But we do have a corn dog recall.
Oh, my God. That would be tragic.
58 million pounds of corn dogs.
Sorry, wait.
58 million pounds.
Why are we going? That's all the corn dogs.
Not just corn dogs. Sausages on a stick.
Okay.
Being recalled across the United States because pieces of wood may be stuck in the batter. The recall covers select fair state corn dogs. State fair corn dogs.
No.
And Jimmy Dean pancakes and sausage on a stick.
Not the Jimmy Dean.
I know. My brain was reading ahead.
No. Not the Jimmy Dean.
Yep. And this is one where injuries have been reported. There have been 5. The company found out about this problem after getting multiple complaints and discovered, yes, a limited number of products did in fact have pieces of wood stuck inside the batter.
That is horrific.
The recall products were made between March 17th and Friday at one facility in Texas.
No!
The products were sold online to stores nationwide, to school districts, and to Defense Department facilities.
We are so hosed.
You're gonna wanna throw them away or return them to the store and you can check whether or not your product is recalled by looking for the establishment number EST-582 or P-894.
Yeah.
And then check the use-by dates listed online by the USDA and Tyson.
You realize how big of a dent that's going to put in the national supply of corn dog? That's a catastrophic.
It is.
Amount of
but
sausage
it sounds like
and
we
corn dog.
A good day to talk about the James Coney Island cruiser.
Yes, we did. They're going to be filling that void like Bubba Gump Shrimp Company. Forrest and Lieutenant Dan after the hurricane. This, like we said, we started the show telling you, this is a time for a national revival.
And people need to know.
And that national revival, JCI.
Hot dogs, not corn dogs.
No, James Coney Island. Hit him up in Webster. Call him if you need to. They will come to you. And they got a truck. Do we want to talk about the stowaway and the plane well at the Charlotte
Airport? Okay, well, it's a really sad story.
Because, it's a horrible story. I hate this.
It was an international flight, and there was a stowaway. They didn't know until they landed.
Right.
Trying to figure out where they were going. But long story short, the person didn't make it. It was at Charlotte Airport where they discovered this person.
Because really, by stowaway, we mean crawled into, like, grabbed a wheel.
Landing gear compartment.
Yeah, and then went up into the landing gear.
It just says on American Airlines flight from Europe.
Now, that's a horrible story. Yeah. Horrible thing. You should never try that. If you told me, has anyone, like, what's the survival rate of people that have tried that?
How often does it happen, number one?
Yeah, it probably...
Because you don't really hear about these stories all that frequently.
I mean, considering how many flights. Yes, that's the thing.
Occurring.
Yeah, it's like once in a while will something like that happen. Yes, because also it's got to be hard as hell to pull that off. How would you even do that?
Grip strength.
Grip strength is always the answer. More than 77% of people who have attempted the stowaway move have died.
Yeah, that's according to the FAA.
70. That means somewhere in the neighborhood of 20% of people actually made it.
Yes.
Which I have no idea how.
They don't specify where. They just say who have attempted to stow away on an aircraft.
You're right.
Obviously,
they're probably safer places.
Your odds of survival are much higher if you're in the cabin.
Right.
Than if you're in the landing gear.
Exactly. That's got to be, I mean... That,
I can't even imagine. I mean, that stuff open. I mean, whoa.
You can barely get me on a plane to begin with. You're averse to heights to begin with. That, let's not think about that any more than
we
have to.
Like, the cargo hold? That also seems like a dangerous spot, but more survivable than anything having to do with the technical side of flying a plane.
Good Lord.
Also, the wing. I've seen that Twilight Zone episode.
The wing, don't go, please. Have a great day, guys. See you back on the radio tomorrow.